Hi, friends. Welcome to another great Saturday here at Let's Talk in English. I'm your teacher, Pauline. Thanks for sharing the weekend with us.
Hi, friends. Happy Saturday. I'm Peter. We learned so much together this week. And now it's Saturday. We can finally relax and review together. Isn't that nice?
It sure is. I love Saturdays, Peter. Are you going to do anything fun this weekend?
Of course. I'm doing it right now, teaching the review show.
Okay. Well, I agree. Our Saturday review show is a lot of fun. I look forward to it every week.
Well, let's start reviewing then. Pauline, can you remember all of the lessons we had this week?
Let's see. Well, we talked about spring weather this weekend. Our friends Tina and Matt had fun in the country. And we got to watch a story on Wednesday and Thursday.
Very nice. You remembered all of them.
How could I forget, Peter? Did you have a favorite show this week?
Oh, that's a good question. It's always hard to answer it, though. They're all so good. But maybe if I was to pick one, it would be the story.
All right. Well, friends, you don't have to pick a favorite lesson because we're going to watch all of them together now. Let's do that, and then we'll review some together.
Hey, Tina. I'm going to the country this afternoon. Can you come?
I don't know. What's in the country?
I'm visiting my friends. They live on a farm. Farms are fun in the spring.
I know. Do your friends raise animals on their farm?
Yes. They raise animals and grow some crops.
What animals do they raise?
My friends raise chickens and sheep. There are some baby animals now.
Cute! Can we feed the animals?
Yes. We can feed the chickens some corn. Maybe we can help with the farm work too.
Like what?
We can clean the chickens' area.
No, thanks. That's a dirty job.
Look, I got some carrots from the garden.
I gathered a lot of eggs. See?
Great. Are you having fun?
Yes, farm life is interesting.
Thanks for your help. We do a lot of farm work every day.
I'll take the food into the kitchen.
And I have a surprise job for Tina.
So what was the surprise job?
The farmer let me milk a cow.
Really? Was it fun?
Yes, but it wasn't easy. The cow wouldn't stand still.
Did you go out in the fields?
Yes, I walked through a cornfield.
Hey, you two. Are you hungry?
Yes. What's for dinner?
We're having fresh farm food, of course.
A rich man owned a busy restaurant. On one holiday, he needed to hire extra workers. Early that morning, he went out to find some. He saw a man. He was looking for work.
Would you like a job?
The rich man asked.
How much will you pay me?
The man asked.
I will pay you $75 for the day,
answered the rich man. That sounded fair to the man, and he agreed to work. So the rich man sent him to his restaurant to wash dishes. At noon, the rich man went out again. He saw a woman. She had no job and was looking for work.
Do you want to come and work at my restaurant?
The rich man asked.
I will pay you well.
the woman also went to work in his restaurant. Late in the afternoon, the rich man went out one more time. He saw a man on a street corner.
"Why are you doing nothing?"
he asked.
"I have no job,"
the man answered sadly.
"Well then,"
said the rich man,
"come and work in my restaurant."
And he promised to pay him for his time. When the restaurant closed, the rich man called the extra workers.
"It's time to pay your wages,"
the rich man said.
"I will pay the one who started in the late afternoon first."
The rich man gave $75 to the last worker. The man who had worked since early morning saw this and was very happy. He was sure he would be paid more. But the rich man handed $75 to the woman who had started at noon and to him. He took the $75 but complained to the rich man.
"The man who was hired last worked only a few hours,"
he said.
"I worked hard the whole day washing dishes. But you paid me the same amount as you paid him."
"Listen, friend,"
said the rich man.
"I have not cheated. You agreed to work a whole day for $75. Now take your money and go home." "Can't I do what I like with my own money? Or are you upset because I am generous? Each person agreed to work for the wage I offered. You'll never be happy if you compare yourself with others. Comparing and complaining always makes people unhappy."
"Don't compare with others. Be happy with what you have."
So, Matt, what's the weather like today?
"Well, it's a sunny day, Susie, but it's also windy."
"I like windy days. I can watch the clouds."
"Me too. The wind moves them across the sky."
"I like white, fluffy clouds, but I don't like dark clouds."
"Why not?"
"Dark clouds usually bring rain."
"Dark clouds can mean stormy weather."
"I don't like storms, and I don't like rain very much."
"I do. I like rain. Rain in the spring is a good thing."
"I know. April showers bring May flowers."
"That's right. Rain is refreshing, too. Everything is fresh after a rain."
"Everything is also wet. I don't like that."
Wow, did you see all those lessons? We learned so much this week.
We really did. Let's practice using the English we learned by answering some questions about these lessons.
Great, I'm ready. Friends, don't forget to answer out loud too, okay?
Let's start with yesterday's show. Now that it's springtime, what's the weather like?
It's warmer than winter, but it can still be cool, and it often rains.
Right. So what's it called when there's lots of wind and rain?
Ooh, that's a storm. Before a storm, you'll see dark clouds in the sky. Now, let's talk about the story this week.
Okay, story time. There was a rich man who hired people to work at his restaurant. He paid them at the end of the day. So, what's the word for money when you are working and you get it?
Oh, that's a key word. Ah, wage.
Good. Now, everyone the rich man hired got paid the same wage at the end of the day. But some people worked longer than others. This didn't seem fair to the man who started at the beginning of the day.
But what lesson did we learn at the end of the story?
Oh, well, don't compare yourselves with others. Comparing and complaining always makes people unhappy.
Okay, now let's review our country living shows. We learned some great keywords in those shows.
That's right. Well, let's use this picture to review.
Okay, friends, what is in this picture?
Well, that's a farm.
That's right. And what do we know about the farm from this picture?
Well, we see that they raise cows at this farm.
Very good. What else do they do?
They also grow plants. Friends, do you remember the special word for plants that are grown at a farm?
They grow crops. I wonder what kind of crops are growing at that farm. It's hard to tell because the plants in that field were very small.
Well, do you remember what vegetables were at Matt's friend's farm?
Sure. He picked carrots from their garden and...
And Tina walked through a cornfield, remember? So they grow carrots and corn. And they probably grow other things as well.
Well, this was a great review. Friends, I hope this helped you remember and use some of our key words we learned this week. We'll review some more soon, but right now it's time for a break.
Let's talk in English.
Welcome back from the break, friends. So what new words did you learn this week in English? Have you practiced them with a friend?
Or have you used any of Rebecca's sentences this week? Or maybe something you learned from Christina?
That's right. I liked the sentence pattern we learned from Christina this week. To be happy with something or someone. I'm happy with the weather today.
I'm happy with all of you. You are here on a Saturday practicing your English. That's amazing.
I agree. Now let's go ahead and watch all of those fun features we had this week.
Hello everyone, I'm Jack and welcome to Jack's File. See these eggs? They're fresh. My friend brought them to me from his farm. He has chickens at his house in the country. I love fresh eggs. I'm a city boy, but I like the country. Would I like to live in a country?
Many people enjoy living in the country. The country is often quieter than the city. There aren't as many cars or people, so there isn't as much traffic. You don't hear traffic noise, but you hear other things. Animals make noises. The wind in the trees makes noise. But most people like these natural noises. Some people who live in the country keep animals. They often live on farms. Farms sometimes have chickens. Chickens lay fresh eggs every day. Chickens need care. They need fresh water and food. Someone must give them those things. Farmers sometimes have sheep. Sheep usually stay in a field. Sometimes a farmer has a dog to help care for the sheep. Or sometimes a llama guards the sheep. Farmers may also have horses or cows. Horses are fun to ride. Cows are fun to milk. But they must be milked every day. You can't take a vacation from that. Farms can be big or small. Farms are a lot of work. Farmers must feed their animals and take care of their fields, but they love life in the country. I think I could take a vacation in the country and maybe stay on a farm. I can help with the work there. Then I can learn about living in the country. I would like that for a short time. But I like living in the city. I don't want to move. Okay, I'm going to go and cook some of these eggs. See you next time on Jack's File. Goodbye.
Welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today, we're talking about jobs. Please help me welcome my guest, Ms. Employer.
Hi, Rob.
Hello, Em. Thanks for being here. I know you have a very busy schedule.
No problem, Rob. It's my pleasure.
Well, Em, I have a question here from James Winter, and he says, I often hear the words wage, salary, and income when people talk about money that is earned. Is there a difference between these words?
That's a great question, James. You're right. All three words, wage, salary, and income, are talking about money someone has earned. But there is a difference amongst these words.
Can you tell us more about that?
Sure. First, let's talk about the difference between a wage and a salary.
Okay, great.
Both a wage and a salary are things people earn for work they have done. But wages are given to a person based on the number of hours they work.
If someone works more hours, they earn more wages. If they work fewer hours, they earn less wages.
Yes, that's right.
And how is a salary different from a wage?
A salary is a fixed amount that someone earns during a pay period.
So if I earn 5,000 US dollars every month, then that is my salary.
That's right. And you earn that $5,000 every month, no matter how many hours you work.
I see.
Now, let's talk about the word income. A person's income is all the money that a person has earned.
So, in a way, a person's income is their salary and wages added together?
You can say that, but some people earn money in other ways. They may own businesses that give them money, or they own homes that people rent to live in. This is not money they earned for work, but it is still a part of their income.
I see. Thanks, Em. I learned a lot today. I hope you learned a lot too, friends. See all of you next time on Question Time.
Class, thank you for being on time. It's important for weathermen to be on time. Oh, I see we have someone new joining us today. And your name is?
Well, my name is Super Sentence Man, and you can just call me, Super Sentence Man.
I see. Okay. It's time to take roll. All right. Super Sentence Man?
Here.
Bart?
Here.
Okay, that's great. Everyone is here. It's time for us to begin. Okay, what's the weather like today?
It's sunny.
Great! Class is over. You can just...
What? That's it.
Wait, but wait a minute. You just said a super sentence.
I did?
Well, you both did. Today's super sentence is a question and an answer. What's the weather like today? It's sunny.
That was a super sentence?
It was today's super sentence.
Really?
Yes, and I think we can have so much more fun with this, Professor...
Dr. Schuyler.
Dr. Schuyler. Good. Do you mind if I ask the question and you can both take turns answering?
Oh, okay.
That sounds like fun.
Okay. What's the weather like today?
It's sunny.
What's the weather like today?
It's cloudy.
What's the weather like today?
It's cold and wet.
What's the weather like today?
It's hot and humid.
So exciting. That is how you use a super sentence. Oh, say it with me.
A super sentence every day will make your English great.
Great. Oh, that was fun.
Yes.
Okay, now, class is over.
Oh, well, what will we learn tomorrow?
Well, we just do the same thing every day.
Oh, right. Well, let's go out and enjoy the nice weather.
Sure.
Those features really are a fun way to review. Did you understand more this time? I hope so.
Saturdays are a great time for reviewing together. They're also a great time for going out and practicing English with your friends or family.
So, now that you've reviewed with us, you're ready to go out and do that.
Hopefully the weather's nice where you are. If so, go out and enjoy the spring weather. And either way, we hope you have a great weekend.
And then come back on Monday for a whole new week of shows. We'll be waiting for you right here on...
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.